Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all that on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to cover tonight. Your calls are primary. We go right to your right to the calls. Jake is in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jake. Jake, going once. I hear somebody.
Hi.
Hey, you're
Hello.
On the air. What's on your mind,
hey.
Jake?
Well, I was here just thinking, and I was on Justin TV, and we were all getting excited watching Alex live. And if you ever thought about it, have you ever put, if you put Barack Obama and Joe Biden, their last names together, if you do, what you get is Obama Biden.
Uh-huh. What's that? What's the point?
Okay, the Freemasons use symbols and words just like 9/11 equals emergency.
Right.
And in Q, Obama, Biden, Osama, Barack Obama is the president, right?
Right.
And Joe Biden is the vice president.
Not
so
yet.
Q, yeah, not yet. What it equals out to is Osama bin Laden, or more like Obama Biden. Same thing.
Wow, sounds like you really come across something really critical there, huh? What are you gonna do about that?
I'm gonna make bumper stickers and I'm gonna make T-shirts.
There you go. Hey, maybe you can capitalize on it.
Now I have to ask, what's the? I hear people talk about the Freemasons a lot, that they're behind the scenes with the New World Order. I know a number of Freemasons, and I've done a lot of all the mainstream credible research. You can find out a lot about the Freemasonry. It's really not as secret as some people think it is. And I haven't found anything that leads me to believe that they're actually a nefarious organization. I mean, after all, George Washington was a Freemason, and a number of the founding fathers were Freemasons, people who espoused the ideas of liberty and representative government, which at its time was a new idea. So, most
so you've been
of the
close
ideas,
enough to make that determination that they seem pretty okay.
I think most of the ideals of Freemasonry are just that, you be a good citizen, a good neighbor,
Jake, what do you have to say to
person.
That?
The all-seeing eye is on the dollar bill, and money is the ruler of all evil.
Yeah, well, but that doesn't address anything that Nick said.
That's the dollar bill
that's,
that we
that's
have
a misquote
now.
Of the Bible. That is not true. The money is not at the root of all evil. It's the love of money is the root of all evil.
I love money. Yes, what's wrong with that?
Okay, but...
Okay, yes, I was wrong. Yep.
Okay, but that dollar bill, people cite that a lot. That dollar bill hasn't been around for much of U.S. history. That is not the design that the dollar bill has had for most of U.S. history. So if the country was set up as some kind of, Illuminati experiment, they wouldn't have really, it doesn't really pan out.
It's a little late.
I understand the arguments about the dollar bill, but I don't know. A lot of those symbols can be used for things other than Freemasonry.
Jake, your thoughts?
I just don't like, I don't want to be enslaved anymore. I'm just sick of it.
Well, just
I'm
say
with
no.
You.
I'm with you there. I'll agree with you on that much. I don't know about all the fringe kind of conspiracy theories, because it doesn't really have much relevance. What I do know is a fact is that there are people, whether they call themselves Masons or Illuminati or just government bureaucrats, I don't know what they call themselves, but they do want to rule over my life, and they do want to control the things that I do. It's those people that I oppose, and I oppose them on an individual basis based on the choices they make, not who they hang out with after hours and where they might go for their vacations. And I thank you for the call, Jake. 800-259-9231, certainly the desire that some people have to control others is what we're really talking about here, right? It doesn't matter if their name's Obama or McCain or Bush. They're all people that want to control you.
Certainly it is, but I think when you overreach, which I think is what you're doing when you're looking at Obama and Biden,
numerology.
I think it's oversimplification to believe that there is a single enemy.
Well, okay.
There is not one enemy to freedom. They are legion. Everybody out there seems to want to take away your freedom in some way or another, and they haven't got together in one big group. They may be together in quite a few groups, but those groups compete.
And they're not going to have a very good shot at taking over the world if the people that they pick to run their apparatus of the state. if they pick them based solely on their last name. I mean, these people were born with these names,
or
so you have to assume that they were groomed from birth to become the president and vice presidential candidate at a specific time, and they have to plan it out that precisely.
Or if they have, you know, these backroom deals that are going on, as we are led to believe, that they're leaking all the information. I mean, if this group is as dark and mysterious and nefarious as you know, I've been told and led to believe, and I'll tell you, my mother will believe these stories
to
some
extent.
Guys.
Quiet.
Yeah, they wouldn't be leaking all this information. They wouldn't be writing books.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on this or anything else. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about anything. It's Sam in Texas on the amp line. Hello, Sam. Sam, on the amp line? Going once? Sam on the amp line? All right, we'll try him back a little bit later. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. The story out of Texas, San Antonio, where court authorities will be able to track students with a history of skipping school under a new program requiring them to wear ankle bracelets with global positioning system monitoring. So, let's see, what kinds of people now have the GPS tracking that they're being used? Okay, criminals that are on probation, some of those guys have the GPS tracking. We did hear now that the immigrants that are rounded up at the various different immigrant raids or visits, as they're now being called, by the ICE people, the government people, are now being monitored with the ankle bracelets when they're let out. And now kids, your kids, if they're in the government school system, at least in San Antonio at this point, maybe they don't like to go to school, which I don't blame them because government school sucks. If the government skips, you know, decides they've skipped too many times, then they get an ankle monitoring bracelet.
This is how the government works. You can almost predict. At least it's easy in retrospect to look at, oh, well, I should have guessed that. And in the case of ankle bracelets for habitual truants, not a surprise.
Well, and the idea that public school is similar to prison is just reinforced by this program.
Sure enough.
If you don't show up, you end up with an ankle bracelet. I mean, it is similar to a jail sentence in a sense. You don't have an option of whether you attend. And
right.
I think this story just shows the extent that they'll go to force you to comply with the attendance.
So how many, you know, we always talk about how government programs expand when you create
right.
this
it's
program.
It's the closest thing to immortality is, you know, government programs. It's the closest thing to eternal on Earth.
You create this government, they create this government program that expands out and it begins to encompass more than it was originally intended to encompass, which is why when we first heard about the ankle bracelet thing happening, the first question is, well, who's going to get this next? Who's going to get it next? I mean, they've already been talking about putting cameras in the homes of criminals. That's been proffered by some of these so-called authorities in Texas. So how long until everybody's got a camera in their home? How long until everybody's wearing a bracelet?
I could play devil's advocate and say that school children, houses where children are attending public school, the government could argue that they have a responsibility to look out for the welfare of that child or look at what's going on outside of school. And expand it to, you know, cameras or some kind of monitoring program to households of anyone who has children in public school, which is
most
Americans with children.
Let's get a little more detail here from the Associated Press. At least one group's worried about the ankle bracelets infringing on students' privacy. A Bexar County Justice of the Peace said she anticipates about 50 students from four San Antonio area school districts, likely to be mostly high schoolers, will wear the anklets during the six-month pilot program announced Friday. So they're just testing this. You can expect this to expand out across Texas and the nation soon. Yeah, because remember, bureaucracies borrow bad ideas from one another. So once one bureaucracy gets away with it, the other people around the country have been watching closely and they decide, no one's challenged it. Let's try it here. And the anklets, so again, will be a six-month pilot program. The time the students wear the anklets will be decided on a case-by-case basis. She says, we are at a critical point in our time where we can either educate or incarcerate. We can teach them now or run the risk of possible incarceration later on in life. And I don't want to see the latter. She said students in the program will wear the ankle bracelets full time and will not be able to remove them. You are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the state, kids, whether or not you have the ankle bracelet on.
It sounds like they're incarcerated right now.
That's what it sounds like.
At the very least.
You can take control, bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
One of my favorite comments about the book, The Shack, comes from Tyler, who just graduated from Oregon State. And he says to Amy, my 20-year-old daughter, he says, "Amy, this book is so far beyond your dad."
That didn't bug you?
No. I think he got to the heart of this whole miraculous thing. This is not something... I just wrote a story for my kids. I wrote a gift for them. So many things were unintended. So many things have risen out of that story that I wasn't thinking about. I wasn't thinking about writing a book about the Trinity or about the Holy Spirit or any of these things. And yet, here it comes. And here's God has done something so beautiful and so wonderful, so intricate. It's just a miracle just by itself.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include, by the way, the archives, the wiki, the updates. Giving it all away to you because that's the way a good talk show website should be. So head over and enjoy it all at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And we're all members, and I do ask you to go sign up, freestateproject.org.
We'll continue here, get to your calls in a moment. Just want to finish up this story about Texas, San Antonio, where they're looking at a pilot program. They're just testing for now, where they're going to be outfitting youngsters, high school kids mostly, with anklets, monitoring, GPS monitoring ankle bracelets that they will be required to wear 24 hours a day. The story here from the Associated Press said, again, they'll be wearing the bracelets full-time. They will not be able to remove them. They'll be targeting truant students with gang affiliations, those with a history of running away and skipping school, and those who've been through her court multiple times. She said when parents, the judge, students and parents must understand that attending school is not optional. When they fail to attend school, they are breaking the law. And indeed, they've also held parents responsible for their kids not attending school. So somehow, if your high school kid is running away before the hours of the school begin, even if you aren't around to stop him from doing that, it's still your responsibility to make sure that your kid attends the government high school.
Well, what if you go to work before the kid, too?
It doesn't matter. You aren't responsible for his actions, apparently. Maybe they'll start tracking the parents before you know it. Who knows? Students, she said the electronic monitoring is part of a comprehensive program started 4 years ago to reduce truancy. They're apparently trying the same program in other areas with success. But Terry Burke, executive director of the ACLU, says requiring students to wear GPS bracelets full-time raises privacy concerns. So it'd be all right, I guess, with the ACLU if it was just, you know, part-time.
And how would you even do that? You have to put the ankle bracelet on every day. I mean,
it's a lawyer's job to argue against the situation as it is, not to invent new ones.
Well, so the lawyer from the ACLU says, we're all for keeping kids in school, and we applaud any efforts to make that happen. But the privacy issue, what happens with a bracelet or anklet after school is out? Is that appropriate for the school or courts to know where and what this person is doing outside of school? I'd say the courts will back this up every single time because there were some instances when I was in government school where certain things happened outside of school bounds, outside of the school bus, completely out of their purview, and they got involved. They got involved because the government really does believe they own your kids.
Oh, yeah. If your child gets in a fight outside of school, you know, not on the school bus or at the bus stop even, but outside of school, there are plenty of situations where they will step in, even if nothing actually occurred on school grounds.
They kicked me out of school for getting a felony charge.
The best thing you can do if you're
not at school either. I mean, it had nothing to do with school, but kick me out.
If you've got kids in the government school, you really need to ask yourself why you continue. Why do you keep putting up with this? Because it's just getting worse. As the police state continues to crack down, we're all going to become victims, and before you know it, they'll be monitoring everybody. We had the guy call in earlier about the raid today. They raided another business and rounded up 600 so-called suspected illegal immigrants. And during the raid, they gave blue armbands, apparently, to the American citizens, whoever they were able to identify as American citizens, gave them a blue armband. So how long is it going to be before all Americans have to have a tracking bracelet on to make sure that, you know, if you've got a tracking bracelet on, then we know you're an American. Anybody that doesn't have a bracelet on could be a terrorist or an immigrant or a drug dealer.
Well, I think they will use that argument for things like RFID chips, either in driver's licenses, like they want to do with the Real ID program, because they can make the argument that, hey, well, it's really hard to tell who's legitimately an American citizen, and their claim is that it's very hard to fake these new IDs with the RFID chips.
I'm sure it's their claim that it's very hard to fake $100 bills, too, but the fact is counterfeiters can fake anything, and it's silly to think otherwise. It's absolutely nonsense.
The new passports with the RFID chips in them have already been cracked. I mean, they were able to do it, I think, in about 5 minutes in the UK.
I'll tell you, it wouldn't take me that long to crack the RFID chip in my passport. I'd just go down to my basement and get a hammer.
There you go. That's what I hear works.
Well, when I say crack, I mean, they were able to put a fake profile on a chip that was in the passport. So
when I say crack, I'd break it with a hammer.
Oh, well,
yeah,
okay.
We got that.
but they can create a fake ID in about 5 minutes flat because the software is out there. The hackers get their hands on the software, And when you can do stuff with source code, which I certainly can't, but when you can do stuff directly in the code, you can pretty much make the software do whatever you want.
Yeah, and you can better believe that the people that want those services, terrorists or drug dealers or whoever it is that are the enemies of the state, are going to know exactly who to go to get those kinds of services. They won't have to know the source code. They'll hire somebody and get the job done. Just like fake IDs have been made forever, this is just the new version of the fake ID. Silly. Governments think they can actually stop the crackers out there. Do they really believe it? Do they really think that their technology will be unsurpassable?
I think they believe they can track those who comply, which is the vast majority of people. They're going to be able to track the general populace and exert control over them much easier with these, you know, with they'll know where you are at all times, basically.
And if you're not, if your kid is not in the government indoctrination camp, they will know about it, and they're going to come to see you. You understand that? Because, again, parents are held responsible for the location of their kid during the school day. Get them the hell out of those government schools, because it's just, first of all, it's just indoctrination, number one. I mean, the judge in this case says, well, it's, she says the priority is looking for the good of making these children accountable. It's for the concern of these children getting an education. But we know that kids don't get a real education at government school. They get the basics, and they get trained to be little obedient serfs. That's the kind of education they're getting. They're getting indoctrinated into the ways of the state and the ways of being obedient to so-called authority. There's no real reason whatsoever to send your kids to government school, unless you want them to be a little slave
they
grow up.
If you can't afford private school and you can't do homeschooling, I think that students should make an effort to show up and get what they can
if
out
you can't
of
afford
and
it.
And be as involved as possible with the school. Ask questions. Talk to your kid about what they're being taught. Have your kid ask questions. All these things. Monkey wrench.
If you ask too many questions, they'll kick your kid out.
That's possible. I'm not going to say kids should skip government school simply because it's government school. I think they should attend and try to make the best of it.
Some are better than others. There's no doubt about that. But I can't say that I didn't get anything out of my 10th, 11th, 12th grade years, but because I certainly did, but I wonder how much value some of it is, compared to a GED and working full time.
Let's go to your calls here and try Sam again. Speaking of a man that knows how to ask questions of bureaucrats, Sam in Texas from the Obscure Truth Network here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I went back into court today, and this is the last time I was there. This was for another pretrial court hearing in Plano. The last time the police, or the man wearing the police uniform, didn't remember if he swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and later came back and said, he didn't care about all that.
Right. You were going to give us the update here in a moment. Hang on, Sam. We're going to bring you back. If you didn't see the video, Sam did get footage of the cop telling him, I didn't sign it. I don't remember signing anything or swearing an oath, and basically blowing off the entire concept of swearing an oath of allegiance to their own constitution. All of that's available at obscuretruth.com. We'll continue with Sam here. He went back to court today. We'll find out what happened. It's Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-449-7460. 1-800-449-7460. 1-800-449-7460.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. It's wiki.freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WEBEX.com. Promo code is 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue, Sam is on the amp line calling from Texas. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. Many of our listeners are familiar with what you've been up to for the last few months of your life. And if you could, just bring our new listeners up to speed with what is you do when it comes to the courtrooms of America that maybe is a little bit different from most people.
Sure. So what I've done is, I found Mark Stevens' Adventures in the Land, and what he suggests is to go into the courts and ask questions that really point to the legitimacy and the jurisdiction and the authority of the court itself and their ability to bring some of these charges against people where there is no victim, where it's statute or code-based, and they don't really have the constitutional authority or the case law backing them up in their actions, and they just kind of gloss over some of those subjects.
Got it. So okay. You're asking questions that are really going to make them kind of uncomfortable because they're questions about the nature of the actual system itself and the trial and all of the things that they're presenting you with, and they don't want to answer these questions.
They don't. And So today I went back. Last time they kind of roughed me up a little bit and didn't let me into the court because I had a camera, despite mentioning that I'm exercising Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution, which is a right to revolution clause that says I can alter, reform, or abolish the government in any manner I deem expedient. And I told them, look, this camera is the manner I deem expedient to abolish government courts, and that fits within your statute, but they didn't really care about that.
Yeah, they don't care about that crap.
So today I went back, and, well, things were a little bit different. The first thing we noticed, there were about 20 people in line or so who all had an 8:30 appointment for the pretrial hearing, and they had posted some new signs up that said no filming beyond this point. And this is the hallway where they pushed me out of last time and said I couldn't film.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I actually had kind of a similar situation in Manchester when I visited the jail there. We all went out for a trip to see one of the activists or to see the jail that one of the activists was in here in New Hampshire. And I went into this little holding room with my video camera. They told me that I couldn't go in with a video camera. I said, well, there's no sign that said that. They trapped me in there for a quarter of an hour, and then they let me out. And then somebody went there like a week later, and sure enough, there was a no camera sign up on the door at that point.
And that's the way government operates. Anytime somebody does something that they don't like or that they don't approve of, it doesn't matter what the law says or what the Constitution says about free press and the First Amendment. They're just going to make up new rules and do whatever they want. And that's why you end up with people who end up boxed in a corner and going into city councils and shooting the mayor.
It happens.
It's sad. Okay, so the other thing I noticed was it was the same court officer, apparently, you know, him not remembering if he swore an oath isn't a problem for these people, but he had an observer.
Right, you brought this to the attention of the city council. You let them know, you showed them the footage, and none of them got back to you. Clearly, nobody's interested in making any changes or addressing this issue.
I also filed a complaint with the police department naming this officer. They're reviewing it now, and I've also written another letter following up saying, look, why haven't you guys contacted me here? Yeah, my videos have already replaced all of your videos and searches for Plano police and city council and Plano in general. So they're going to sit there for a long time. You know, you guys get to end the story however you want, and right now you're not looking too good. And they've ignored that one as well.
Well, I thought they sent back a terse reply that says, we support our police officers.
No, I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay, I saw some kind of reply to something about that. It was like one sentence.
Yeah, you did get an email back from some bureaucrat, but that was after you'd sent another email. They never responded to your initial appearance and request for response.
Oh, right. No, the letter I got back was from the police saying, if you want, you can come and file a complaint. And they've mailed me the complaint form.
Gotcha.
So I went ahead and obliged them on that. And that's the only response that I've seen from the city.
So you showed up today for a trial for several tickets all in one. Is that right?
Yeah, for two tickets together. They actually had separate appearance times at 8:30 and 9:30, but the judge just went ahead and combined them because I guess it's easier for him. I asked the guy checking in, are you a police officer today or who are you? And he just wasn't answering any questions, just spouted off, you know, turn off your phone, and tried to hand me the state approved options that they want the subjects to follow. And, we walked away, didn't go into the court right away after I checked in, and the observer and the officer that checked me in did a little powwow, and then the observer went into the courtroom and sat down. Later we went in, and I noticed while I was checking in, he picked up the phone and said, you know why I'm calling. And she said, yep, and then they hung up the phone.
Weird.
So when I walked in the courtroom, there were two extra police standing at the back of the courtroom observing.
So they were ready for you.
Yeah, and the observer was sitting in the back row, so I took a seat directly next to him. And he was typing away on his phone, and I kind of looked over, and he didn't appreciate that too much. The judge finally calls me up. And he basically starts off, what do you want to plea? And I try to explain, I want to ask questions. You know, I can't enter a guilty plea without knowingly, voluntarily, and willfully entering a plea with full understanding of the nature and cause of the charges.
That's by their own rules. That's what their code
says.
That's
what their Supreme Court has said is required for someone to enter a plea. So the judge tells me, you know, he's not going to answer my questions. I can file motions. I said I did. You were telling me that the purview of government doesn't apply to this group of men and women bringing the complaint who claim to be government. How that works, that's amazing to me. He's refused to acknowledge anything that could be damaging to the state's case.
So this is your day in court on a traffic ticket, and they won't talk to you. They won't answer questions.
Right.
I mean, shut up and pay your damn fine
and
is all
answer,
they have to say.
They wouldn't answer the questions at the hearing either,
it's
or the arraignment, where he was attempting to ask these questions about the nature of the trial. And normally, Sam, when people go into court for an arraignment, they're told they can either plead guilty or not guilty, or there's usually some other.
There's no contest.
Yeah, no contest. Yeah. And, you know, they usually just pick one of those three without asking any questions. And then it's presumed that because you're choosing one of those options that you already know about the nature and the cause of the proceedings against you. They just presume all that. So you were trying to actually take this through step by step and ask a bunch of questions to really clarify that for yourself. But apparently their own rules don't matter to them. They just waive them at any old time they want to, and they just roll right over top of you and railroad you. That's what's been going on this whole time. And you're saying it continued today.
Yeah, and the judge was nice enough to point out that there's all these people waiting in the courtroom for their pretrial, and how dare me take up their time. Now,
so wait, was this a pretrial or a trial?
This is still pretrial.
So they never actually scheduled the trial?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because I had never entered a plea at this point.
So they kept looping around and going back to rescheduling the pretrial because you would never actually consent to entering the plea. They kept coming out with you, or they kept coming out with paperwork and trying to hand it to you to try to get you to sign, to schedule a trial, and to basically to consent to their entire system. But when you refused to consent, they just would reschedule the pretrial and they'd try all over again, which is what they were doing today, right?
Yeah, or I would have questions that they couldn't answer right then, so we had to reschedule and come back a couple times. That happened. But something I noticed today that was really amazing to me, the judge used the audience against me, and Whitney, one of the other activists and Free State Project members, was sitting in the audience, and she hears them snickering, the audience people rolling their eyes, and, oh, why doesn't he just flee, and...
Right, they're going to try to make it look like you're the one that's wasting their time, that it's because of
right.
you, Sam, that they have to sit there longer in their court. But they're the one that keeps demanding
20 people for the same appointment.
Hang on, make that point again in a moment. I kind of missed that. We're going to bring it back. 800-259-9231. It's these government people that are demanding his presence. They're the ones that brought him there in the first place. It's their responsibility. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
As many of you know, I put on a little extra weight with the baby. Not much, 10 or 15 pounds, but my pants don't fit right anymore. Some of them are darn hard to button. Now, I'm not a real good dieter. I cut back for a day or two, and then I break down and end up binging. My exercise schedule has been pretty lax, too. So I needed another solution. Well, I heard about a product called Dex C20. I contacted them. I've been taking the product for about 10 days now, and I've lost 2 pounds. Now, that may not seem like a whole bunch, but I haven't done anything else. No dieting and no exercise outside of my normal activity. Most weight loss supplements make me mean and crazy. I can't take them. I'm too sensitive to the stimulants. Not Dex C20. It's all natural and has none of the stimulants. You can find it at most major drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Go and pick up a bottle of Dex C20 in the gold box today and start losing weight the easy way. Dex C20.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them all on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to support what we're doing, please become an amplifier. For $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it gives you some perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the chat room, forum, and more. And most importantly, that money comes in and gets reinvested into the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, and therefore more people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. And talking about, of course, right now, we've got Sam on the line from the Obscured Truth Network. Sam, who is an amplifier, and again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. But Sam, you've been doing some amazing work over the last several months of your life as the Blue Light Gang, as you like to call them, and I happen to like that term as well, as the Blue Light Gang pulled you over and they ticketed you for speeding. You were obviously safe. There was nobody in danger at that time. But that's what they're all about, is generating revenue. They thought you were just like everybody else, and they were just picking on yet another pushover citizen. But you decided to go in and take matters into your own hands, actually ask some really important questions about the nature and cause of the charges and the proceedings against you in the court. The judge did not want to answer those questions. They tried to railroad you into signing an agreement that would schedule a trial for the speeding ticket, which you refused to do. And so they rescheduled the pretrial hearing. So you went to the rescheduled hearing today. Was this the second time it had been rescheduled or the first time it had been rescheduled?
This would be for ticket number one, this was the third pretrial. For ticket number two, it's the first one that I've actually made it into the court. The last time was when they attacked me for having a camera.
So they keep trying to get you rescheduled to come in for this pretrial hearing so they can actually set a trial date and railroad you further through the system. But you aren't giving your consent at any point in the process. And today you went in again, and you were just about to tell us that they tried to use the audience of 20 or 30 people that was sitting there, many of them waiting for their pretrials. They tried to use them against you. Can you get into that?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. When you go to the doctor, does the doctor set 20 people for the same appointment time?
No.
Because they would leave. They would not use that doctor if you're sitting there kept waiting. But the courts do that all the time, see? And he was able to use that against me. So anybody that asks questions that takes longer than they should, the audience is going to get mad at them, mm-hmm. and the judge is going to be able to use that as leverage against the person. And if you think about it, on the other hand, if they actually spaced out the appointment time, say gave each person 5 or 10 minutes, then the judge might actually be waiting. And since the courts were set up for his benefit,
right.
you know, he shouldn't have to be kept waiting, and it's the subjects who should sit out there as long as necessary until he's ready to call them forward to be judged before him. And so that's really what happened today. And he turned that against me. And next time I learn from it, I'm going to recommend a time management class for any judge that wants to call me out like that.
Well, you know, dude.
So he said something to the effect of, "You're making all these people wait."
Yeah, he's like, "Well, we've got other cases," and he points to them, and I turn around. And
you're making them wait.
Yeah, did you say you're making them wait?
You're forcing them to be here, and you're making them wait.
This is a third time.
I did start to point that out and correct his language. Anytime he said, "You're doing this," I said, "I'm not the one demanding this, sir. You are."
Right. Now, you're only there because you're afraid there are going to be men with guns who will come to your house and force you to come there at the threat of violence. That's why you're showing up voluntarily time and time again. Right.
Yeah, and I told him at one point that he was planning to lock me in a cage, and that was the most foreign term to him. He just could not comprehend what I said to him. I don't even remember how he answered it, but he really stumbled with that. "A cage? What do you mean?" "Well, you are threatening me if I don't, you know, continue." So, you know, it was clear that he was not going to answer my question, so I just went straight to probably one of the key questions, which is, you know, "Who are you here representing?"
Mm.
And, of course, he answers, "I'm the judge." And I said, "Well, I'm not asking your title, sir, thank you, but on whose behalf are you appearing?" "Well, I'm the judge of the Plano Municipal Court." "Sir, I understand your title is the judge. I'm asking you, who are you here representing?" And he just kept giving me his title. And so finally I asked, "Okay, tell me this. What name is in the top corner of your paycheck?" "That's who you're representing." "I'm not going to answer that question, sir."
Yeah, we all know the answer.
You're the frickin' government.
It seems funny to me he wouldn't answer the question because everybody knows the answer to the question anyway.
Right.
There's no point in trying to pretend
it was a good
not
question.
Paid by the government.
Yeah. So where
do
you go
And
that?
If he does answer it, it opens up the next question of, okay, if you work for the state and it's the state bringing the case against me, how is that not a conflict of interest?
Right,
sir?
And that's why he doesn't want to answer it. I mean, these guys know what direction you're going in, and they're very, very cautious about how they answer, if at all, your questions.
Yeah, and he didn't answer my question. He forced me into a plea. He said that I was refusing to plea, and again, you know, I started this thing out saying, "Look, I'm ready to plead guilty," but the plea requirements say that it has to be knowingly, willfully, and voluntarily, and I'm not there yet, so let's get there. But he wasn't really interested in following what his higher court said.
So they entered a plea for you again. This is not the first time they've entered a plea for you. What was different? Did anything happen differently this time? Did they try to get you to sign something, or what happened?
This was actually the first time they've entered a plea in this court. In the other one, they entered a plea, but that one's over and done with.
I see. That was the one that you paid. Okay.
Yeah. So, sorry, it's a little confusing with all three of them. He generated paperwork he set a jury trial, and he kept trying to say, "I'm going to set you for a jury trial," and I kept correcting him, "Sir, I'm not setting a jury trial. I'm not demanding one. You are, so it's not my trial, it's yours."
Yep.
And then he would repeat again, "Well, this is your trial." "No, sir,
nope.
It's not my trial. Your demand," and he just could not
get
it through his head.
I really like that viewpoint. It's something that I've been adopting, you know, whenever they say something, making sure you're saying it's your government, it's your trial, it's your ticket. You know, this bureaucrat, I had an encounter with a bureaucrat today, and actually the video is going to be up at freekeen.com a little bit later tonight. And it was the same sort of situation where you make a point of separating yourself completely from their system, and I think you do a real good job of it, but obviously it doesn't stop them from enacting violence on you, which is, you know, what they do. That's what they do best.
Exactly.
It's the only thing they can.
They're willing to proceed whether you understand or consent or not, and they don't even care. So I had walked away. I told him I thought his actions were disgusting, and I walked away. He's like, "Are these your paperwork? Are these your papers?" And he had set the two court appearances on top of the folders I set on the bench, and I said no, and then I realized the folders were up there, and I'm like, "Oh, shoot." So I ran up to get those, and some of the audience people were laughing at me, but I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. Well, they're irrelevant.
You have to be prepared for it. The fact is, you're not going to win this case. You're only going to win on appeal, and that's the Mark Stevens system anyway.
Yeah, so I have posted everything over in Mark Stevens' forum, and I'm saying, "Okay, guys, here's where I'm at. What do you recommend to really give them a shot at doing everything they can.
That's that's adventuresinlegalland.com. There is a forum there, and yes, it's an interesting place. And of course, Mark Stevens, it's an interesting approach, and it doesn't guarantee success. I think from what I understood of Mark's book, Adventures in Legal Land, is that when you use these techniques, when you ask these questions that are designed to box the government bureaucrats into a very uncomfortable position, they will do one of two things. They will either lash out and put you in a cage, or they will just throw the case out and, you know, you'll be done. So you haven't actually
had that happen.
Right. You haven't actually gotten to either one of those ends, but eventually that's what is going to occur. One of those two things will happen, from what I understand.
Yeah. I would concur with that.
Well, if they're able to stonewall long enough, most people will buckle, and that's essentially what happened with you the first time, right, Sam?
Yeah, except it is. Well, I mean, we talked about it, and I just decided it was better for
it was either that or jail.
My life.
Yeah, and jail didn't seem like the good option at that point.
And that judge was really out of control. This one's at least keeps his emotions in check and kind of deals on a professional, somewhat professional basis if there's honor among thieves.
So how did you end up leaving the courtroom?
I grabbed my papers and just left their forms up there, and he said, well, then if you don't want to sign for it, then you can appear based on the verbal statement, and he stated off the court dates for the two ticket numbers, and I told him I thought it was, I think I said disgusting or something, and then I as I passed the two police officers standing at the back, I told them that it was ridiculous or something like that, shameful or, you know, something. And we left, and that was it.
So they're going to send you paperwork because you're not really sure when the trial is going to be?
Who knows? I got another registered letter in the mail. I'm sick and tired of going to the post office. I've been up there five times because the postal carrier is too lazy to even come up to the door once.
Mm-hmm.
FedEx and UPS will do it three times, but not the U.S. government's mail.
Right.
So this time, when I found one in the mail today, I just wrote return to sender and put it back. And I'm sick and tired of those.
So are you prepared for them to come and get you at your house then? I mean, because if they'll say that if you didn't get the registered mail, then, you know, warrants out for your arrest. You didn't know when your trial was. They might come and get you. You are aware of that, right?
I'm figuring that out. Whitney and I had a huge argument about that on the way home, so I don't know yet.
All right, let us know what you decide and how it all goes. And Sam, always appreciate the updates. Thank you for the call tonight.
Okay.
More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
It's a